on in Perek Ches Ois Gimel, middle of a big Ois. It's a page Kuf Mem Dalet in the old edition, at least. The paragraph that begins Gam Me'echer Me'achar She'etme Yitzira. So basically, in a nutshell, what we saw till now was the importance of realizing that every piece of the creation is a specific revelation of Hashem's yicholus, of his kaviyachol abilities, and no two beings are representing or being magal the same koach. Each one is a separate thing, so that there's no doubles. Even if it looks like there's doubles, Lassad Lava will understand even the difference between two grains of sand. And that therefore also he said another point that you have to take into account, that you should take into account, is that is something of essence. In other words, besides the what benefit something brings, the very fact that there's a gilui is in itself an ikar part of the bria, or an ikar reason that Hashem wants this person or this thing here, is just his very being is a gilui of Hashem. We spoke a little bit, maybe at the end of the shir, maybe after the shir, I don't remember, about so what about Torah mitzvahs? it's very encouraging to us that even if we're not holding where we would like to be, we could still take solace in the fact that we're serving a very, very important function of Hashem's Ratzon, that He wants. You know, the very fact that we're here is showing that Hashem is, so to say, entrusting us with revealing this this gilui koach, which only I can express in this world. But so why do I have to do more than that? That he's going to get to in the second part of this piece. So we'll continue on now. Gama acha she'etzema yitzira hu gilui yicholtai. Also, being that the very essence of the creation is a revelation of his ability, of Hashem's abilities. Bevadai shegilui zehu nitzchi. So this for sure means that this revelation is everlasting. Omashenema, right? Because if it's a gilui chaylus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it has to be forever, the same way Hashem is forever. Just as in, I would say that there's a famous scientific law of the conservation of energy, right? That ultimately nothing ever becomes destroyed. It just really transforms into a different form of energy. It's really probably this yesoid in scientific form, is that since everything that there's here is a revelation of Hashem's koach, so memei of us yecheles. Now we know obviously that Hashem yecheles is everlasting, so this expression of that, this gilui of that yecheles, would also have to be everlasting. So that now what does that mean, right? Let's say you're dealing with a table, so I'm just trying to understand what he's saying. Like
a species which is extinct, let's say.
Or okay, a species that's extinct. What would you do with that? That's a good one. I don't know. So maybe on an energy level, I could understand it. But it's not. The pashtus is he wouldn't be speaking only on that kind of a level. You know what you would have? Maybe you actually would come out to the Netziv to answer that question. The Netziv says in Parshas Noach. That's actually an interesting idea. what I'm about to say. Let's see. The Netziv, by the Mabul, it says, right, Vayigva kol bosar harimeis al haaretz, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Parshas Noach. Right, so all the flesh, you know, all the living beings, harimeis al haaretz, that crawled on the ground, on the earth, they all expired, they died. Ba'oifu va'abehima v'chaya, birds, animals, v'chol asheretz asheretz al haaretz, and, you know, the crawling insects and such, v'chol adam, and all men. Anything with life, you know, died. Now the next pasuk, Chaf Gimel, Vayimach es kol hayakum asher al pnei ha'adama, and he wiped out the entire universe, anything that was on the pnei ha'adama, on the face of the earth. Me adam ad behema ad remes vad oifa shemaim. Vayumochu min haoretz, and they were erased from the land. Vayisharach Noach v'asher yitu b'teva, and only Noach and those who were with him in the teva remained. So the Netziv says that pasuk is medayik, not that he wiped out the whole universe. He wiped out all of, you know, the existence basically. It's kol hayakum asher al pnei ha'adama. So he says dafka Elu shahayu munachim al pnei adama. Only whatever was on the face of the ground did he wipe out, like became erased. Aval nishtairu kama gufois shenofal aleihem ofer harbe al yidei shetef hamayim. But there remained many or number of bodies that much ofer, much dirt fell on them through the, you know, flow of water. V'nishira gufos kayamen, and those bodies remained in existence under the pnei ha'adama, covered up in the ground. V'hein hein atzamos shemoitzin choyfei aretz umoitzin atzamos mibriyas shelei nimtza ata ba'olam, and they are the bones that the archaeologists, the excavators of the ground find bones from creatures that never have been found, that aren't found in the world today, extinct creatures. Umize shoftu harbe shahayu lefnei briyazu oylam acher va'oz hayu briyas acheres. There are many that understood from these discoveries that the world was a world before this world. It was a creation before this world. Before this creation, there was another world. And then they were other creatures, and these are like the leftovers. Obeemes yesh bebreishes rabo al amikra v'hinei toiv ma'od melamit shebarak l'shebarak olam hazeh mechrivan va'omar dein hanyin lo v'dein lo hanyin lo. And he says, you know, there's some, you know, there's a basis, so to say, for this understanding based on the Medrash Rabo that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds, he created them, and then said, you know, these are good for me and these are not good for me. Like, eventually he landed with this world. This was the good product, the final product. V'cheinu b'Zohar Kaddish, and that's also the way it says in the Zohar Kaddish, v'yikra ala kosev him zevach shalom karbonai, mikol mokom kosher ladaiti lo mekein. No, nevertheless, to me, it says in the Netziv, it's very difficult to say so. Shari mevur b'shmois rabo parshalamit eile told us hashmai v'oretz ma posal shahaya boirei lomas v'mistakel ben v'loi haya revim loi alav v'machziran l'toya l'voyu. See, Chazal say that he reverted those worlds back when he destroyed them, and he just destroy them. He brought them back into a state of really nothingness, of tayu v'vayu, of chaotic nothingness. So v'im kein lo nishtai remem sarad apolit. So if so, there's no remains that you can find. And indeed, you know, pikabola, that medrash and that zayir is talking on a sphere level. It's talking on a ruchnis level. It's not talking on the physical level. The same way that Netziv is, you know, doicha that understanding of the medrash. Elanira shahatzoma se'elu. But it seems to me, says in Netziv, that these bones that the archaeologists are finding and the excavations are discovering, are showing up, hey, there are the bones milifnei yemei ha'mabul, from before the days of the Mabul. All right, he goes on, you know, he says, For us, that's all. And then he says, "Mishum hachik siv." At the end, he says, "That's why it says again at the end of the pasuk, Bayumachu min ha'aretz." So I'm saying it could be that the fact that that there's extinct beings, perhaps that their gilui, so to say, is still there, just somewhere underground until they're discovered by scientists, biologists, and whatever it is. Just as another suggestion. But I'm just saying that nevertheless, going back to what I said about the law of the conservation of energy, I think that that's like a nice tap in to this concept of that, since the Bria itself is a gilui of Hashem Zichoyles, and that's the whole purpose of the Bria, Memeler has to be like a nitzchius to the Bria as well. And this is interesting because this became a point of contention between the Leshem and Naftali Hertz, the Mechaber of the Siddur Hagro, Ben Derech Niglo Ben Istar, that was the Rav of Yafo, and Yalistok first he came from, and then Yafo, and Rav Naftali Hertz wrote a Lashon that in the future, when Hashem's Or comes down and like really floods, so to say, really comes through, the worlds will become batel. That was his Lashon. Yizbatlu kalay lamas. Because like that tremendous aura is going to like cancel out all physicality, really. It's just going to be so overwhelming. In a good way, not in a Shviras Kalim way. Like the Kalim will become so refined, they'll just become subsumed back into the aura from which they come. That's the idea. And the Leshem goes to town and really like smashes this in his letters. They had an exchange of letters. We only have the Leshem's letters. At least Al Pnei Adama somewhere. Rav Naftali's letters, we'd love to have them. Don't seem to be as for now. They're not anywhere that we know. And but you can kind of actually in my Sefer at Simsim HaMetzias, so I kind of try to rebuild Rav Naftali's letters. Take the letters of the Leshem and also some of the Sfarim of the Leshem where he relates to Rav Naftali's Tainus. You kind of rebuild it. And that's what I tried to do there. But nevertheless, the Leshem goes to town and says, Chas v'shalom, to say that the worlds will all become batel. So what Hashem will do this for? And that's really the same idea, is that if the worlds are a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is a nitzchius, then this is not a joke, this is not a whatever, we don't understand it. Anyway, we don't understand the Bria, why? Yeah. But once it is, he did it. And that's there has to be a nitzchias to these worlds. And I showed in my Sefer that really Rav Naftali agrees with this also. It's just that there's, I actually prove it from the Leshem himself, because he himself uses this concept in when he gets to the machloikas, there's a machloikas, what does it mean that the gor has evi makeves, that the wolf will live with the lamb in the end of days, right? By the time of the Geula, are they going to change their nature? It's a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Are you going to change their nature, or no? They're going to have the same nature. They're just going to live in peace with each other. And basically, he's Melesh himself is Miyashiv of the two sides, and he says that they really work hand in hand. It's they're not going to change. The nature is not going to change. But the world is going to become elevated to a point where those natures now are going to work together, and they're not going to be in conflict with each other. So that mitzad, the way we're used to seeing them, they're going to become batel. Their natures are going to become batel, right? But it's not be'etzem. It's just mitzad how they're going to be expressed at that point. So in a similar vein, I said, and I showed this, but I don't have time to get all the whole thing up now. I'm just saying it in a nutshell. That's the same thing. When Rav Naftali says he's batlu kol ha'olamos, he doesn't mean that they're going to go kaput and there's not going to be any mitzias of ha'olamos anymore. It just means that the way they exist today is not what they're going to be in the future. Relative to what we know today, they're going to be. It's going to be like a non-existence, or like a godly, just like God himself, so to say. getting back to the so I'm just saying that that's the same idea of this, you know, the law of the conservation of energy would probably be an expression of this nitzchias of the Rabbeinu Shalom, nitzchias of his creation is an expression, a show of the nitzchias of the Rabbeinu Shalom himself.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does a giloy entail that there's something that you're being megala to?
A receiving end of the giloy, a receiver, the observer.
And then my next step would be, surely that would therefore have to be a finite being, and therefore giloy would have to be finite.
Lav dafka, would a giloy have to be to a finite being? That's an assumption. It just would have to be to someone that's kviyachol outside of Hashem. On whatever level we are outside of Hashem, right? There's going to have to be a zulat, an other, so to say, in order to be makabel. And a chanami, and that's what that means, is that that the tzimtzum is something which is there to stay. That there's going to be this mitzideinu perspective, even lasalava. Yes. Now there is speak in the Leshem. He mentions that when it gets to the 10,000th year, you know, where the Aseres Alafim are finished, the end of the 10,000 really be, well, I guess 11,000 would end, right? By that time, there's already, the whole thing goes goodbye, and the tzimtzum in his battle as well. So that's already, you know, is very, for us, it's like Kimat Aser to talk about at that point. But the indication is that even that is to be taken in a level of relativity. That may be in the oven. So, anyway, so.
I have a question.
Yeah.
He uses an expression of Gilu Yicholet. He says that a few times. Why doesn't he use the normal expression of Gilu Klodo?
The truth of the matter is that very likely he's coming from the Lashon, which has become very popular. It's very popular in the Kabbalah form. Let me just see. I think it might appear over here. Doesn't use it. I thought I was going to find it over here, but this is a. Oh, he does actually. He does. They use this lashon. The Kabbalah is from the Gro writes in this lashon, of the Shkol Shnitin LaKoyach VeYichoyel Smeis Hashem Yisbarach. That Rizal at the beginning, if I remember correctly, of Eitz Chaim uses that lashon that, you know, Hashem is Megala His Yicholus, so to say. Again, the Kvoidei is more. A general, it's a klal, but the chaylis is the pratim of that kavod, right? The kavod is something that's expressed in each and every chaylis that Hashem reveals. That's an expression of kavod, but kavod is just in general sense. The chaylis, he's referring more to he's focused on the fact that each bria is megala a certain chaylis. So chaylis is more the appropriate word. Because kavod is just a general term, so I think that's why he's using this. So, so Rabbi Yaakov Moshe now is troubled somewhat that there seems to be a stira. Okay, on the one hand, we'll read it aside in a minute. On the one hand, we have the psukim pasuk in Tehillim, which like. Talks about the Shemayim Va'aretz, and then I forget the Lashon one, so let's see. He doesn't bring the full pasuk here. Let's see if I can find it quickly. I don't remember which kapitel it is. Okay, so maybe somebody else will remember the lash on the pasuk, but basically the pasuk talks about he was maimid the shemayim va'aretz yisadeta, and like established the aretz, and then the next pasuk says kabeged yivlu, like everything is going to become withered away like the beged, and that I don't remember the exact lashon after, but that's, and everything is going to be achloifu, everything is going to have is going to be changed. So you see, like the pasuk, that pasuk in Tehillim, what's that? Kuf Beis. Oh, very good. Okay, so the Fanim Ha'aretz, right? And Kuf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Vav. Lefanim Ha'aretz Yasadeta Umasi Yedecha Shemayim. You know, once upon a time, right? You established the land, the earth. And the Shemaim is the, you know, the Maisi, you're the Maisa of your Dayim you made. Hey Merevedu, but they're going to be destroyed. Ve'ata ta'amoid, and you're going to remain. Ve'chulam kabeged yivlu, and all of them, like a article of clothing, will wither away. Kalvush tachlifim yachloifu, like clothing, you will switch them, and they will be switched. So only Hashem stays in existence. The Shemayim Aretz and the whole creation seems to is going to be withered away. It's going to just be destroyed. And yet we have another pasuk which says, "La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim," forever, right? Hashem, your word will be standing in Shemayim, meaning that the Shemayim stands through the word of Hashem. That's what, right? So there seems to be a stira between his psukim regarding the Shemayim. Regarding Shemayim Baretz, is everything going to remain, or is everything going to be cancelled out and destroyed, and only Hashem remains? So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming to answer that in this paragraph, in a very short manner. He says that since the Etzem HaYetzira is a Gilui Yecholos of Hashem, so it has to be infinite. Omashenem Shemayim Baretz Kabeged Yivlu, and what it says about the Shemayim Baretz, that they're going to wither away like a article of clothing, that's only in respect to the functional benefits that we get out of them, the way, right, what they're going to be producing, what we're going to get out of them. Right, like he made this distinction in the first part of the parak, but what pertains to the etzem hagiloi, right, the essence of the gilui, al zeh neemar lo'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim v'hu omar v'yei hutziva v'yamod, about the etzem hagiloi. So he's saying this stirim psukim is answered up by this distinction between the essence of the gilui hayicholis and between the functional benefits that come out of that yicholis that's been revealed in the world. Fine. Now let us go deeper into this, you know, lofty and very high concept. The Yetzira comes from the root, of course, of the Creator. And the same way the Metzius of Hashem is a Metzius irrespective of the whole creation. Hashem exists regardless of whether there's a creation here or not. Kein gam etzem hayetzir v'zgalusa, so too the very creation itself and its revelation, hi chativa le'atzma, is like a thing of unto itself, gam ni beladei she'akiru v'yeidu hayetzurim v'yaluhulu ala to'aliyot. In that same like respect, the revelation of the Yetzira is a thing unto of itself, irrespective of whether there are those who will be praising the usages of these giluyim. Ki mad mus yarchu enosh im tzadakta matiten lo omami yotcha yikach, like the pasuk in Iyo says, like, what do you need? You don't need man, right? If you do something just, matitenlo, or mamiyotcha ikach, kilo, Hashem is beyond anything. Like, He doesn't need the people. He doesn't need the recognition of the people. So in other words, he's again. So all he's making a point of is in the same way, and the same, you know, the same idea that the Yetzira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Yetzira, so too the revelation of the Yetzira doesn't need. There's an importance in of itself to the revelation, even without people praising its to'aliyot, the benefits that come out of those giluyim. Now, he says weiter, ube'erech ha-kodesh al-azeh, and in the same way, on the same like wavelength of this tremendous holy erech, heim gam Yisrael am kedushay, is the Jewish people, his holy people, b'yachas la'amim, relative to the nations. This is going to describe also the difference between the Jews and the nations. Yesh shi Yisrael nikru b'b'chinas truma. There's a bechina that Klal Yisrael is called Truma. The Ha'omer, right? Where do you see that? It says Reishis Yisrael, right? Reishis Tvu'asai. Is there, right? The first Rashi in the Reishis. I don't know, the first Pasuk. I don't remember if it's the first Rashi, but I think it's the first Rashi, right? Maybe second Rashi. That Klal Yisrael is called Reishis, and Reishis is the inyan of Reishis Tvu'asai. So they're the bechina of Truma. And what's the halacha about Truma? The Ha'omer kol garnoi truma loy amar klum. If somebody says his whole warehouse, his whole storehouse of grain, right, or whatever it is, whatever produce he has, is I'm making a truma loy amar klum. It's nothing. It's not toifis. He's not chay. None of it has a din of truma. Why? The be'inan shirayim nikarim. Because for truma, the whole idea of truma is that it's truma on something. So there needs to be a shirayim, there needs to be a remainder. You can't have, it's a stira mineu bei, it's an internal contradiction to say that the whole thing is truma. Because truma means it's being raised up from something. It's like the special part now. It's like, right? And if there's nothing left, then it's not raised up from anything. So that's the din of truma. So that's Klal Yisrael's one bechina is a bechina of truma. And that bechina is the bechina of the benefit that the Jewish people bring to the world, to all the nations, by virtue of the fact that they spread the light of Hashem over onto the whole world. So the benefit that we bring to the world is the benefit of the fact that we spread the word of Hashem, we spread the light of Hashem to the other nations. You need the other nations. That benefit, we're dependent on there being Amen. Okay? V'oidlem b'china atzmis, b'china's kodesh. But Klal Yisrael has another b'china that's not dependent, it's independent of the nations of the world. That they themselves have a, right, they have an inherent bechina of kodesh, difference between truma and kodesh. The omer kodesh, the omer kol garni kodesh, have a kodesh. The halacha by kodesh is if you say my entire storage place of produce, I'm making it kodesh to the Beis Hamikdash, right? I'm making it hekdesh. The halacha is it's all kodesh because you don't. There's no din. It's not like truma that has to have a shirayim nikarim. There's nothing. No, you can make a whole entire goran. Kodesh, the whole kodesh will garmei, and all kodesh is to itself inherent. She'ein Yisrael mishuma amim emblishvil atzmam. On this level, the Jewish people, not just because of the nations, it's not just that they have a shlichus for others. No, it's in of themselves. Uvezem yuchadim heim Yisrael, and in this respect, the Jewish people are unique. She'esh ben midas koinim baruch hu. That they have like a bechina of the das of their creator, shekshem she'ein hu zokuk b'riyosav. The same way that he doesn't need his b'riyos, the etzem mitzuyso niska b'riyos nifla, and the very existence, the very mitzuyos of Hashem is tremendously exalted and doesn't need anything. And the same way, the very revelation of the creation is a gili of his kaiches, which again is niskav la'atzmai. It's exalted in of itself, irrespective and independent of anything else. So to the revelation of the koich of his atzilus, of his like highest, you know, that his godly aspect, when he was matzil his holy people, the people he chose to be his nachla, and from this love that he loved them, and from the simcha that he was happy with Klal Yisrael, and he called their name Yisrael and Yeshurun, which is a lashon of srara. Right, they're like they're on top. They're like a whole level of themselves. Heim kodesh la'atzmam. They're holy unto themselves. Gam mebli sheyed ve'akiruism amim. Even if they don't have the recognition of all the nations, these are two bechinas in Klal Yisrael. So again, we have our bechina of to'eles shimushit, which for that really it's our function. Our function that the benefit we bring to the world is that we bring the Or Hashem to the goyim as well. And then we have our essential bechina, which is a bechina of kodesh, not of truma, of in of itself. And in that respect, we're mamish like kiviyochel, like Hashem, who also doesn't need the recognition of others in order for it to. Now, the truth of the matter is, based on what he said earlier on in the perek, you would have to explain this on a relative level, because, like he said, this distinction, even right, was he the one that said the. The marshal of the sand. Yeah, bechol gargil chol kol miyuchad va'oid asa the oilam lamad ala shimo shall call over b'fnei atzmai shall call echad shimo miyuchad. Ah, okay, so it's not a kasha. What he's saying over there is that taka, every single prat in the world has a shimush to it. But the chashivas, we don't necessarily know about what the shimush is. Like, we'd love to discover what's the shimush, for example, of the appendix, right? But the person continues living even without it. But it must be there for a reason. We just don't know what it is. So, presumably it's a bikoshikin. If we're going to understand why each sand is serving a separate shimush, we'll understand that too. But Klal Yisrael is something which we have a kedusha, in the sense that even without a shimush, regardless of shimush, we're be'etzem. The gila of Klal Yisrael be'etzem is like a godly thing. It doesn't need the recognition. Doesn't need to bring shimush. It's other bechina we do, right? Because we also have the bechina of truma, so we do need to bring this to the world. But we also have an additional bechina of kodesh. Gamal inyan atzeirik shalosh tadlos. Now, well, this time, this is right. This is where we mentioned at the beginning. We're going to now try to understand the inyan of need for a shtadlos, which is why this is how it's tapping into the Rambam. Rambam's big focus on the shtadlos of a person, right? So, what's the inyan, the need of a shtadlos? Leman lahafik es tafkidoi. In order to bring out and express the person's tafkid in the world, because it's through that the giloy of the yecholus that was set in a person becomes whole and full. The same way in the creation in general, nemar vayivarech lekim es yemashvi vayikadesha isaki vayishavas mikom alakte ashebor elokim lasois. Right, Hashem blessed the Shabbos, the seventh day. It was Makadashit, because that's when he rested from all his work, that he created Lasos. He created the world to do. Sha'af al-Pishi Yisei Debriya, the way he explains this over here and in all other places, and it's from the Kabbalah, it's from the Zohar, Hashem created the world Lasos, that we should perfect the world. Asiya is the Gemar, is the finish. It's up to us to make that finish, to finish off the thing here. So he says, "Sha'af apishi yisayd habriya b'shvil gili yicholtoi." Even listen to the chiluk he makes here. Even though the yisayd of the briya is for revealing his Hashem's yichus, mikol makayim hamshachas habriya. Nevertheless, the continuation of the briya, Hu al yedei ha'adam, that's through man. V'zeu la'asais, that's what it means to do, that man should do. Shenivra b'koyach kazeh, shetzrichim bo'oy la'asais. It was created with such a koyach that the world still needs to be made, so to say. V'al derech sh'amroi, like the al derech, what Chazal say, kol mi she'ein ha'oisek b'pir yivirivya, harei u'shoyfich damim. Anyone who doesn't, is not Mekayim, he's not Oisik, and he doesn't try to be Mekayim the mitzvah Pur Revu, he's a murderer. V'loy toyu b'ra l'shevus yitzara, the Pasuk says, Hashem didn't create the world just to be in a state of tohu, nothingness. He created it to be inhabited. Mipnei sh'al ha'odam la'aseh s'am shachas ki ma'briya. That's man's job, is to make, right, to do the hamshach of the kiyum abriya, the ilus hadavru legalis. So what's the inyan? What's the cause of this? What's the necessity for this? Legalis b'ze'atz megilu koychem yuchad min hayicholus elyonah. So this itself, the hamshach as abriya that he gave to man, that itself is a revelation of a unique koyach from the yicholus elyonah. Right, there's one yicholus which is make the thing. There's another koyach to keep it going. Right. A lot of yeshivas have been set up. Oh, it's like a gila koyach. It's a yisoid. To keep the yeshiva going, that's already takes another koyach. Right? Koach liyetzurov, to give koyach to his creations, lahamshich as kiyuma shel yetzira, that they should be able to continue the kiyum of the yetzira. Ukashem shein lana musik b'yichadash yetzira yesh ma'ayin. In the same way, we have no concept. It's so beyond us. The Yecholus, Hashem's Yecholus, his ability to create something from nothing. Kein ein lanu musuk by Yecholus, shanesinas koyach biyetzurim lahamshich hasei yetzira. So too we have no idea of that tremendous koyach, that ability of the giving over of koyach to the creations to be mamshich liyetzira. Besides the outcome, the of this wonder, the very revelation of this yecholus that exists without understanding it, but tachlis you see it, the very revelation that this exists, that itself is a gilui. Ukmoichin b'chol yachid v'yachid, so too by every yachid, every individual. Gamze miklal gilui yecholus shemizgal al yadai. It's also miklal the gilui of the yecholus that's revealed through that person. Shenitin lekoich l'shtadel lahafik lahmalias tafkidoi, that he was given the koich to be mishtadel, to bring out and manifest and fulfill his tafkid. If he withholds his shtadlus, he doesn't try. So then he's preventing and he's lessening from the revelation of the yecholus that was wanted from him. And since Hashem, right, gave every single person a separate designated yecholus that only he can bring into this world and no one else. So then he's holding back, right? So if he's not going to do the shtadlus, right? Says mikaven shigama yishtadlus amalias hatafkid hu miklal gilei yecholus. Now part of the gilei yecholus is fulfilling your tafkid. The yishtadlus to fulfill your tafkid. So muchruchu shiyeh kol echad sheinu mechaveiro. So it's muchruch that each person is going to be different than his friend. Because as we said, every gilui yecholus is different than the next person's. Since every gilui yecholus is one and not double, so therefore the fact that another person is doing his ishtadlus to be magala himself in the world, to be fill his tafkid, doesn't pater me at all from doing mine. I'm the only guy in the world that could do what I can do. There's nobody else that could do what I can do. And therefore, Hashem, so there's a two-step process in the Bria, like we said, and we spoke about this a little bit after this year, that there's a two-step process. There's the process of the etzem, the thing is made, and then there's the second step, which is continuing that thing, and continuing it means also, obviously, growth, like, you know, getting better and better. like I said, I think I said this after the shir last week, that Rizal describes, I'm going to translate it into like more basic terminology, but basically the bigger koach, spiritually speaking, right, is bringing a baby into the world, giving life. That first, that initial step of making a metzias is like the hardest thing. That's the way, and it has to come. That koach comes from a very, very high shleisha shutvim ba'adam. There are three people that are shutvim in the person, right? You need God to help you with that. But when it comes to raising them, now, it seems to us much easier, really, right, to have the baby than to raise the baby. And it's true, right, on another level. But as far as the nes shebedavar, so to say, the miracle of life, right, the miracle of life is that initial step of the creation of life in the first place. And then to expand on that and raise it and help it develop is easier. It's easier. That's already okay. It's complicated, but it's not the same miracle. So the Arizal basically says that we'll call it the first floor and second floor. The first floor comes from the highest place. The second floor, which is the higher bechina, comes from a lower level. Ultimately, in the Shayush Advarim, comes from a lower level. But when you take the two floors together, the second floor is the higher, is the more chash of a floor, right? It's like the body and the head. The head is the more chash of a level. The body just represents life itself. The head is the intellectual level where you grow and you become and you produce. That's the higher level. Fine, it is a higher level. So there's the same breakup that Rebecca Moshe is doing in a different way, right? He's saying that there's the very essence of life, we'll call that the first floor, that's the body, so to say. And then there's the hamshachas, hakium, is the continuation of the bria. And the continuation means not just continuing in the same way, but it's to be mamala the tafkid of that thing, which is the Rosh, which is the second level, is to be mali your tafkid, and only you could be mali your tafkid. Every single person has a different tafkid in this world because each one is expressing a different yechilas. So that is, so on the one hand, mitzad, so to say, mitzad al chiyuvim klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gilu tafkid is a higher level. We have to get to that higher level of bimagala, our tafkid in the world, bringing benefit to the world, spreading, which is spreading Hashem's light in the world. Each person on his own way. But mitzad the etzem shebedavar, the higher gilui in the way of a baby, the miracle of life, the higher gilui is the very fact that we exist. Okay, there's like two bechinas here, right? On the one hand, the amshachas akim, the tafkid, the te'elas is like higher in a certain way. And on the other hand, there's another perspective of it where the etzem life itself is the higher bechina, is the miracle, like I'm calling the miracle of life. So we have to always, so Rabbi Yaakov Meisher was saying in the first part of it, is that the etzem, you know, there's a lot of reasons why a person could get depressed, and a person, like, especially most people, don't feel like they're really holding where they should be, whether it's in ruchnias or whatever they're doing. And yet, you have to always still look at yourself and say, you know, listen, okay, I have to work. I have to be malam my tafkid, but I am a gilui that no one else is. I'm an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like no one else is, despite anything I might do, despite my shortcomings. And I am serving the ikur kavana of the bria. The miracle of life is being expressed to me, no matter what I'm doing. Second step, despite. Yeah, I can take solace in that. I can be mechazik myself. I should be encouraged by that. I should be thrilled and happy by that. And if I focus on that, I'll appreciate myself. I'll also appreciate other people. Right? To appreciate myself, appreciate other people is a very big thing. It keeps us, that really keeps a person very happy and content. At the same time, dafka, because Hashem has entitled me to be a gilui himself, I also have the responsibility to do my utmost effort to reveal myself, meaning to reveal Hashem's koach through my own unique, special way that Hashem gave me, you know, and that. So it's a matana, and I should try to use it. Again, we're not mechuyev to succeed. We're mechuyev to try. Let me say this, but people get like, you know, we get like kind of confused with that. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us, he knows our shortcomings, he creates our shortcomings, and dafka that, if we have whatever those shortcomings are, they're part and parcel of this gilui, that despite all these shortcomings, you're going to be able to accomplish great things. You might not be able to accomplish everything you want to accomplish, or everything that you really, you know, you see in the Torah that a person is supposed to accomplish. Hashem knows it's all cheshbon din, it's all calculated. Hashem knows exactly where we're going, what we're doing, whatever it is. But he wants to see that you're doing, you're trying. And you're trying in a, obviously trying doesn't mean just trying from your stomach, you know, it's going to the right places to try. You have to always take your guidance from the Torah, from the Rabbanim and people that are able to guide you, etc., etc. But that's the that's our attempt, even Malatavka, which is the Lasos, that he created the Bria, Lasos, that man should be Mamshech the Bria and continue it and be memale, a specific tafkid of being mefis ar Hashem in the world. You had a question? Okay.
All right.
As Hashem, we'll continue next week. Yeah.